Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand.
And our favors,
our favors.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand.
Remembering our favors.
You know, it seems like.
Greetings and welcome once again to the 20th broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabbat, Reality of the Creator. Thank you, our beautiful radio listening audience, for joining us again this Sunday morning as we bring to you another profound, inspiring, and interesting, as well as educational, message today that we pray that you can carry with you, and it will be knowledge that you will not only be able to use yourself, but you can pass on to others. And always remember to invite others to join you. If you are receiving this information and you believe in it and you truly enjoy it, have others to join you, share it. Also, we would like for you to hit the number one button on your phone at any time. Hit number one button and let us hear from you. Give us comments, feedback, or ask questions. And now, today's show is will be a discussion on Allah is the source of all knowledge and wisdom. Allah is the source of all knowledge and wisdom. And therefore, nothing Allah created has any knowledge or wisdom. And Allah says, if people's hearts are not pure and clean, they will not understand His truth and wisdom. Allah says most people are spiritually dead because they think of themselves as being self-sufficient. In other words, they think they are their own God. This is why evil has most people totally under its influence, and they don't even know it. Most people worship themselves. And Allah says all the evil that happens to people comes from themselves. And Allah says all the good that happens to people comes from Allah. And Allah never misleads people into evil. People choose evil by following their own evil, hell, desires. Something to think about. And if you agree or don't agree. Anyway, that's why we say hit the number one button. If you have any questions, concerns, that's what it's all about. Let's talk. And now I give you Imam Shaheed Shabbat.
Shalom, welcome.
Walaikum assalam.
Yes, I would like to, first of all, say for everyone, I got an echo in the background system.
You have a question? Okay, I might be seeing it on my end. Sometimes it could be something local, but it's very quiet on this end. So I really can't, it would have to be done in the studio otherwise, because I wouldn't have anything, I wouldn't be able to do anything about that except to try to cut someone off if somebody else is on, but there's no one on but you and me.
Okay, so, thing I can do is
okay,
continue.
Yeah.
I don't control that. I'm just a speaker. But I mean,
okay,
my
apologies for what I'm saying, sir, is that it's obviously on your end because there's nothing. It's very quiet where I am. When it's very quiet where I am, that means that it's not coming in on my end. So I don't even know what you're talking about to do anything about it. And there's nothing that I could do about it because that would mean that it's coming in through another person that has joined us. And there's no one on here but you and me who's talking right now. So that's
right.
What I'm saying.
So I can either go on this just took the phone while I can try my other phone.
Okay, I'll tell you why. We'll continue to talk while you go out and come back in again. I'll call in again because it must be from your phone.
Say what now?
I said we'll continue to talk while you go out and call in again. It must be from your phone.
No, I can't go out and call in again. I can't talk to you on the phone and go out and call again. That's impossible.
Yes, that's what I said. We will continue the conversation while you do that. That's the only
other thing. You can go ahead and continue the conversation, and I'll try to do that on my other phone.
All right, thank you. All right. You can see, listen, the audience, thank you for your impatience. I mean, your patience.
It's always something.
The man has a problem here today with the phone, and actually it is on his end because if it's on my end, I would be getting some punching too. He's very quiet on that, and I suggested that he call back in, hang up and call back in. As he has done that before, but I guess this time he doesn't recall it. At times we have to do that because sometimes we do have technical problems too. And we have to ask you to be patient while we get it together. So he's going to call in again. And as I said before, the discussion today is a very strong one. And we have beautiful guests on also who join us. And they will keep the show going too. While Imam Shahid Shabazz can call back in. It doesn't seem as though he's hung up. I'm still getting a sound from him. Yes, he's still on the air. I hung him up for a minute here. I'll try back later. He has another phone too, so he's going to try his other phone and see if the noise still continues from there. In the meantime, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, and we come on every Sunday at 12 p.m. We thank you for joining us and pray that you will give us some feedback, you know, and talk to us. Let us know your point of view, and that's the way we are. We are a big family, one human family definitely here on this program, and we want everybody to have a word, to have a say, and you are the show. It is your show. And we need your feedback, and we'd love to have it. So please, anytime, once the man has finished talking, I will call you if you are on the line to call, if you are in the studio, that is. If your number shows up in the studio, I will call, have you to come on and get some comments, ask some questions. Let us know your feelings, what you think, and your concerns. And that's what it's all. And just pass information on. You might have some information that you pass on. I did invite our sister to join us, who has some very important information about phone calls that are going on, that people are calling different numbers. They're calling you. And when they call you, if you answer, they can get your information from you and get the information about your ID, your bank card information, all that. So, and use this information. So you have to be so careful. I don't ask for calls that I don't know. I don't know who they're calling from. In fact, I'm thankful. I do have a bank that if anything comes on that they question, they will call me and let me know and ask me, did I have any money drawn? Did I give this person information? This so and so take this amount of money out. And I really am thankful to them. I appreciate that. But we do have it going on now, and I have at times just to try and see. I've called a few numbers back every now and then, and again, nobody would say anything. They don't say anything, and this might be what's going on, the reason why they don't. They're getting your information. So I immediately hung up when I realized they were not going to respond. But so far, my bank has been very cooperative. cooperative, very cooperative, in letting me know that their concerns about a certain someone who's trying to get money and they know it's not the usual. So you can talk to your bank about doing that too. If they see an unusual amount of money being taken from your account or something that they question you, to give you a call and let you know. They will do that. They do give that courtesy. I want to let you know, I think it's very important. And I pray that this person will come on and give us this information. I hope that they will have a few minutes to come on and do that. Let me see. I don't know what the email's new number is here now. Let me see. Still on the same number here. I still have that one up. Okay, that was not showing. Let me see. Oh, yes. I see right now. Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I still got the echo, but I ain't got no other choice. I couldn't get it on the other phone.
Oh, all right. Okay, then. Yes, I must be coming from your phone. If it doesn't disturb you too much, we'd love to have you try to give us one of your good messages today. And we do have a brother's on, too, to assist you.
Okay. Well, you know, as I said, I was starting off, I will start off with the Al-Fatiha. And this is always necessary for people to realize that they didn't wake themselves up this morning, but that they have a supreme being that they can't see, that woke them up to give them another chance to prepare for his eternity, which is in the hereafter. And this prayer right here is a prayer that will guide you. If you follow this prayer and obey this prayer, the Creator, Allah, will guide you through this life of world of evil and wickedness, and protect you from this evil and guide you all the way back into his eternity in the hereafter. It's called that Fasa, the opening surah or chapter of the Quran. Bismillah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إذن صراط مستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
آمين.
Yeah, so you know, just to start the talk off today, we just want to say that we look out in the society, all over this country, America in particular, because the world is here in America. You got all the people in the world. This is a universal country now. So we look out and we see the majority of people in this country, which represent the world, and we see that we see so much selfishness. We see that the wealthy people, they are stingy. They are niggardly. They will not share their wealth with the poor. They rise by poor people as if they don't even exist. And this is not human. This is not just human nature. The nature of a human being is to want for their brother what they want for themselves. That is, in another common way of saying it, if you see someone in need, you should see that person as being you. I'm in need. If my brother's in need among mankind, I'm in need. If my brother among mankind is hurting, I'm hurting. In other words, humanity is everybody's business. And we all hurt. When one hurt, We all hurt. Now, why do we say this? Because the Creator said, he made us one. When he put his divine roof, his spirit, inside the human heart, he made all human beings one soul. And he put his spirit in Adam, the first man, and Eve, the first woman. And that's the mother and father, the parents of all human beings. And so all humanity is one humanity. And it's only ignorance and that brings about division in individuals and Satan that tries to divide the human race up into different groups. Then some are white, some are black, some are Spanish, some are Chinese, Japanese. There's no, so you will not find this in the word of the Creator. He never labeled human beings with these type of labels. Even a lot of Muslims, they think that the majority of them, they think if you don't say Muslim, when you're talking about somebody being a Muslim, that you ain't talking about, that person must not be a Muslim if you don't say the name Muslim. But I want you Muslims to know this, that in the Quran, the final revelations of the Creator, he's not speaking to Muslims. He's speaking to Mu'minuns. What is Mu'minuns in the English translation? It's the believers. Everybody that say they're Muslim don't believe in Allah. Everybody that say they're Muslim don't follow the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, prayer and peace be upon him. But Allah tells you in the Quran that the Mu'minun, the believers, do follow the Quran. And they do follow his last and universal prophet that he sent to God. And as a mercy to guide all humankind back to their righteous nature, which is good. It's of Allah. It's good. And he lived that way. His life was a living example of the words of the Creator Allah in the Holy Quran. And that's how our life is supposed to be. Prophet Muhammad, in my conclusion at this time, said, when you see a true Muslim believer, then say Muslim. But when you see a true believer in the Supreme Creator, Allah, who you can't see, then you know you're a believer. In other words, when you acknowledge that there's a Creator, and you acknowledge that he's omnipresent, he's everywhere, he's never absent at any place or any time, and you fear to go against in his will, because you know his will is your protection, then and only then, and you worship him as if though you sin, and though you know you don't sin, he see you. You know that. Then you're a true believer. Assalamu
alaikum. Well, it's my friend. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of the Imam Chayin Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. We thank you for joining us, and as you receive, we are all to a good start for wonderful discussion, people. So please join us. Give us some feedback. Ask your questions. Let us hear from you. And let's see. Let's just give us information. We want information from you, like you were seeking information from us. It is your show, our show. Not Imam Shaheen Shabazz, not Isla Abdullah. It is all of your shows. Everyone who participates, You're on the air. You're on the show. Let's hear you. Let's hear from you. And now we will have someone, some guest on the show that is showing up in the studio here. We will have you to... We will hear a word from you. We do have a huge, a beautiful brother from Georgia, our beautiful imam from Georgia, Abdul Kareem, and I'm going to have him on now. But he's been waiting. He's been here since we've been here. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. How are you, sister?
Fine, alhamdulillah.
What I want to talk about today is anger.
You missed it, brother. Give me the greeting first before you start. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. How you doing?
You can't miss the host. You can't do that.
How are you? How are you this morning,
fine.
Brother?
I'm fine, brother. How are you?
Good, alhamdulillah.
Good, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. You can continue. I had to interrupt you because that's called good Islamic manners or etiquette. We should speak to everyone that comes on this show.
Well, thank you very much for that advice. It's always
yes,
good. I wanted to talk to you today about something that I just learned about recently. And it's very important because it affects all of us. And that's anger. So I'm going to tell you today what I've learned about what Allah says about managing anger. Although anger is a natural feeling, it can have negative effects on those who allow it to control them, and adverse effects on those around them. Uncontrolled anger is one of the tools of Satan, and it can lead to many evils and tragedies. For this reason, Islam has a great deal to say about the emotion of anger, because anger is often associated with fight or flight responses. It is often difficult to separate an action that is done in self-defense or to protect the properties of families from one that is done out of uncontrolled rage. It is okay to feel anger, but it is not acceptable when a person allows it to overtake him and drive him to act in an unacceptable way, sometimes even leading to murder and chaos. The story of an event in the life of one of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, companions, his son-in-law, Ali, demonstrates the difference. Ali ibn Abi Talib was once fighting in a war when the leader of the non-Muslim army attacked him. During the confrontation, Ali managed to overcome him and was on the verge of killing him when his opponent spat in Ali's face. Ali immediately stepped back and left the man alone. The man said, "You could have killed me. Why did you stop?" Ali answered, "I have no personal hatred toward you. I was fighting you because of your disbelief in and rebellion against Allah. If I had killed you after you spat in my face, it would have been because of my personal anger and desire for revenge, which I did not wish to take. It has been said, protect yourself from anger, for its beginning is insanity and its end is remorse." The Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, once asked his companions, "Whom among you do you consider a strong man?" They replied, "The one who can defeat so-and-so in a wrestling contest." He said, "That is not so. A strong man is the one who can control himself when he is angry." As always, if a person is unsure about how to act in any situation, he need only look to Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, or our righteous predecessors to find the best way to act. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, was known as a man who could and would, even under dire circumstances, control his anger. One day, the prophet was attacked by a Bedouin who seized him roughly by the edge of his cloak. The mark left on his neck could be seen by his companions. The Bedouin demanded that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, give him some of the wealth. The prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, turned to him and smiled, then ordered that he, the Bedouin, should be given something agreeable to him. We can also follow the example of the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, by using our anger for the sake of Allah when his rights are violated. This is the kind of controlled anger which is praiseworthy. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, became angry when he was told about the imam who was putting people off from the prayer by making it too long. When he saw a curtain with pictures of animate creatures, and when he was asked questions that he disliked. However, his anger was purely for the sake of Allah. He did not fly off the handle, rant and rave, or make people fear to be in his presence. When Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, became angry due to someone's incorrect actions or their words, he never expressed with his hands and used only mild words. In fact, those that did not know him well did not even suspect that he was angry. His companions, however, knew that he was angry by just looking at him. His face would turn red and his forehead would bead with sweat. However, rather than expressing his anger openly, he would be quiet, using those first moments to control himself. I'm going to stop there and come back later, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. He was doing such a wonderful job, I could have kept on listening at this. That was very beautiful. And you couldn't give anybody any better information in our life in this world to prepare ourselves on this spiritual journey back to our Creator. Because you're right. Absolutely right, brother. That was beautiful. And just took my mind back to 1,400 years ago. And you're right. It was one incident. And I'm not going to be long. But it was one incident where one of the followers of Prophet Muhammad, one of the followers of Prophet Moses, they were arguing about which prophet was the greatest prophet. And Prophet Muhammad walked up, and he didn't say nothing. He just listened. And long as the follower of Moses was saying that Prophet Moses was greater than Prophet Muhammad, a greater prophet than Prophet Muhammad, he stood there, and he smiled. Long as this follower wasn't saying nothing. But then, when this follower got so angry, he started arguing back with the follower Moses, saying that Prophet Muhammad was better than Prophet Moses. Prophet Muhammad walked away. And later on, he came to the prophet, grabbed the peace upon him. And he asked him, he said, "Oh, Rasulullah, Messenger of Allah, why did you walk away when I started talking?" He said, "Because when you were just listening at the follower Prophet Moses arguing with you that Allah's angel was protecting you, but when you started arguing with him back, Allah called his angels to leave you. And also he told me to leave you." So this message in this is this. Like you were saying, man, it is better under all circumstances, and it's throughout the whole Quran, to practice self-restraint when you're angry. And I understand, and I stand to be corrected, that when you're angry, and if you can't control your anger, but if you believe in the Creator and you got faith in his bringing about peace, then you go sit down. And then if the anger still is there and you still want to argue, say the next thing, go lay down. So it's so important that we control our anger, because we were said coming up to two wrongs don't make a right. And that was a beautiful saying, and it was really from the Quran. Because and we was also taught that two people can't argue by themselves. So, you know, the prophet did say, the strongest man, I know martial arts. And I've been blessed to be a master martial arts. I can break bricks through the grace and mercy of Allah. But that don't make me strong. What makes me strong is only controlling myself when I'm angry. And this is what I work on. I'm blessed to work on every day that Allah gives me another opportunity in this world to prepare on this journey, this spiritual journey, back to Him. Thank you very much. That was beautiful, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, all right. We have heard from Imam Shaheed Shabazz and our brother from Georgia, Imam from Georgia, and they both have really been giving us some great, great information and wisdom from the Quran, messages from the Quran, for us to really think on and apply to our life. That's what it's all about, getting the truth and applying it, using it to better yourself and help better those in your community. So, therefore, we're going to have another comment. I'm not sure here. I have two numbers of the 336. I'm not sure what. I know one's assisted, but I'm going to try to call this other one. I think this is the correct one, the brother's number here. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Assalamu alaikum. That's a 336-413-4521 number. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, that might be the sister's number. The number, other number here is 336-591-7805. So I'm not familiar with these numbers, and my apologies if you just want to just listen in and not say anything. That's great. That's wonderful. We'd love to have you. We're always happy to have you. That's what we're all about. But if you have any comments to make, we'll hear from you at this time. Okay, those are the 2336 numbers. One is 336-413-4521. The other is 336-591-7805. So obviously neither of them have any comments to make. We will go on again. I'll put your name, Shaykh Shabazz.
All right. We thank you. We just want to say to
radio listening audience that life itself is a gift. And can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Can you hear us? Seems like his phone is having problems today.
Can you hear me?
I pray that he'll go on. Actually, he's not hearing us.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we do hear you. So obviously he's having problems.
Can you hear me, Sister Esla? Brother Bill
Kareem.
Yes, I hear you. You can't hear us, though, it sounds like. We should call back in.
Yes, you can't hear us. So he's going to have to do that. I think he did hang up now and call back in. Hey, ma'am, Abdul-Karim, could you just continue the talk until I get him back in on the line? Thank you.
Yes, I can. Controlling anger is a sign of righteousness. A righteous person is promised paradise, and one of the characteristics of righteousness is being able to control anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and march forth in the way which leads to forgiveness from your Lord and for paradise as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for the pious, those who spend in Allah's cause in prosperity and in adversity, who repress anger and who pardon the people. Verily, Allah loves the good doers. This is in the third chapter of the Holy Quran, Ali Imran. Allah also says, so whatever you have been given is but a passing enjoyment for this worldly life. But that which is with Allah, paradise, is better and more lasting for those who believe and put their trust in their Lord. And those who avoid the greater sins and illegal sexual intercourse, and when they are angry, they forgive. This is in chapter 42, Ashura. Anger is a very natural human emotion. It is also very powerful and can vary in intensity from mild irritation to intense fury and rage. The latter can be destructive. It can rage through a person, creating a desire for revenge and pushing a person to strike out at the object of his anger. Because it is natural, it is impossible for a person to avoid it completely. It is, however, possible to understand anger and to control it. When a person becomes angry, whether as a result of a stimulus or not, he has the choice to control his anger by responding to it in a way sanctioned by the Quran and the traditions of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. Or he could give in to the wave of emotion and behave in a way that displeases Allah but delights Satan. In the era when it appears that Islam is being belittled all over the globe, many Muslims are letting their anger get the better of them. Yes, it hurts to have our religion and our beloved prophet, peace and prayers and peace be upon him, abused and vilified. But as believers, we should not let our emotions dictate our actions. Actions are to be based on divine knowledge and wisdom. We cannot completely stop those who tarnish Islam with their lies and deceptions. But we can control ourselves, educate the masses, and take other positive steps legislated by Islam. In the next part, we will look at examples of how to behave when angry, taken from the Quran and the traditions of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. Yes.
Excuse me, my brother, I didn't mean to interrupt. I believe the Imam is back on. I'm going to try again and see if we can bring him back on the air now. Thank you so much for your beautiful discussion. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right, okay. Can you hear us now? We heard you.
Yeah, I can.
You weren't able to hear us. All right, because the problem
was... Yeah, I got cut off. Listen to what I'm saying. I know who's in the background. I can hear my wife and perhaps her sister talking in the background. Now, I don't know if they got anything they want to say. You've called out their number, but if they don't want to talk, you need to mute them so I can't hear that talking in the background. I got keen senses. I can hear them in the background.
Oh, yes, I just muted, and they were on. What happened was they had been put on another line, and I was trying to put them back on the muted line and got them on our line. But they're off now. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Because they were talking, and I thought maybe they might want to come into conversation because, you know, anytime you're discussing something concerning what we're talking about, like you always say, you should join us. Because, I mean, you know, what you got to say may be something that the Creator put, Allah put in you to help us to make this program better for the whole world, for other people too. So, you know, with that said, we was listening at the man, we could hear him, and he was still talking on this subject of anger and how Allah says in the Quran over and over again, he said, I love those who keep themselves pure and clean from immorality. And he said, also, I love those who restrain themselves when they are angry. You see, so Allah said we can't be true believers in faith in Him until we first gain control over our anger. So that's all I'm going to say right now. Let the man come back. As-salamu alaykum. Have I got cut off again? Yes, I have. Brother Bill Green?
Yes, I had to cut him off when you were talking. And so, yeah, at this time, if you'd like to have him back on, I can put him back on.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right.
You.
And then Abdul Kareem, all right, you're back on the air. Assalamualaikum.
Okay. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Allah says, whatever you have been given is merely a provision for the transitory life of this world. And that is which is with Allah is better as well as more lasting. That is for those who have believed and put their trust in their Lord, who refrain from gross sins and indecencies, who when they are angry, forgive, who obey their Lord, establish the prayer, and conduct their affairs by mutual consultation, who spend out of what we have given them as sustenance, who when they are oppressed, help and defend themselves. The recompense of evil is alike evil. Then whoever pardons and seeks reconcilement, his reward is with Allah. Allah does not like the wrongdoers, and those who avenge themselves after they have been wronged cannot be held blameworthy. For blameworthy indeed are those who oppress others and commit excesses in the land without any right. For such people, there is a painful torment. However, the one who practices patience and is forgiving, these indeed are works of great courage and resolution. This is also from Surah chapter Ashura. As it relates to wealth, it is not a thing in which man should rejoice at. Whatever worldly wealth a person has in his possession, he has it only for a short time. He uses it for a few years and then leaves the world empty-handed. Then, although the amount of the wealth may be very high in the ledgers, practically only a fraction of it is used by the man himself. To rejoice at such wealth does not behoove a man who understands the truth about himself, about his wealth, and this world itself. That means that wealth is far more superior as regards its nature and quality. It is not eternal nor everlasting. Here, trust, tawakkul, in Allah has been regarded as an inevitable demand of the faith and a necessary characteristic for success in the hereafter. Tawakkul means, one, that man should have full confidence in the guidance of Allah and should understand that the knowledge of the truth, the principles of morality, the bounds of the lawful and the unlawful, and the rules and regulations of passing life in the world that Allah has ordered are based on the truth, and in following them alone lies man's good and well-being. And two, that man should not place reliance on his own powers and abilities, means and resources, plans and schemes, and the help of others than Allah. But he should keep deeply impressed in his mind the fact that his success in everything, here and in the hereafter, actually depends on the help and support of Allah, and that he can become worthy of Allah's help and support only if he works with the object of winning his approval within the bounds prescribed by Allah. Third and lastly, that man should have complete faith in the promises that Allah has made with those who would adopt the way of faith and righteousness and work in the cause of the truth instead of falsehood. And having faith in the same promises would discard all those benefits, all those gains and pleasures that may seem to accrue from following the way of falsehood, and endure all those losses, hardships, and deprivations that may become his lot on account of following the truth steadfastly. From this explanation of the meaning of tawakkul, it becomes obvious how deeply it is related with the faith, and why those wonderful results that have been promised to the believers who practice tawakkul cannot be obtained from the mere empty affirmation of the faith. And there are some other ayahs that are given here that help to explain what I just said. They are not wrathful and crazy, but are temperate and cool-minded. They are not revengeful, but resist the temptation and are forgiving by nature. If ever they feel angry at something, they control their rage. This characteristic is the best of man's qualities, which has been highly commended in the Quran. According to Aisha, the Holy Messenger of Allah, prayers and peace be upon him, never avenged himself or anybody. However, when the thing ordered to be held sacred by Allah was desecrated, he would award the punishment. One of the best characteristics of the believers is they do not fall prey to tyrants. Their tenderheartedness and forgiving nature is not the result of any weakness. And many times we think that it is a weakness in ourselves because we're so ready to forgive. But it's not. It's a strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in the hearts and minds of all of us to one degree or another. They have not been taught to live humbly and meekly like the hermits and monks. Their nobility demands that when they are victors, they should forgive the errors of the vanquished. When they possess the power, they avoid vengefulness. And when a weak or subdued person happens to commit a mistake, they overlook it. When a powerful person, drunk with authority, commits violence against them, they resist and fight him with all their might. A believer is never cowed by a wicked person, nor bows to an arrogant man. For such people, he proves to be a hard nut, which breaks the teeth of those who try to break it. I'm going to stop there and let Imam Shahid Shabazz come back on, or somebody else. Thank you very much for listening. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum. Thank you, Brother Imam Abdul Shabazz. You have something you want to say, Sister Esther?
I was just taking a little break here at this time to let the audience know that they are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the Alta Alba Creator, and we want to ask you to please, if you would like to have, you have a connect, our person, push the number one button. Your phone number will show up in the studio, and we'll be glad to have you join us. Now, we do have some numbers showing you the right secret. Don't appear to want to participate. These numbers are not put on by me, so therefore I don't know who it is or whether you want to participate or not until I your number, call your number out, and see if you if there is something that you would like to say. So therefore, this is why I do that. But I know these two numbers have been on for a while. I did call them out. They didn't respond, so I'm assuming that they don't have anything to say at this time. We have another brother who's been on for a while, and sometimes he wants to talk, sometimes he doesn't. So this is our beautiful brother from North Carolina, from Durham, who's been with us for so long, and we really enjoy having his company. So I just want to listen, Brother Larry. If you just want to listen to him do the law, if you have a word to say, we'd love to hear from you.
Well, I like, yes, sister, I'd like to give my greetings, assalamu alaikum, to them, assalamu alaikum, and to the listening audience. Yes, brother, Imam, I enjoyed that reading, teachings that you just shared with us, and it reminded me of brought back the memories of President Obama when he was speaking about the late senator that just recently passed. And he was saying pretty much the same thing that you were reading there, that you were sharing with us about, you know, you're not weak because you, you know, you apologize or you, you know, you don't, you know, just take the bend because somebody is ignorant or doing something, you know, stupidity or something of that nature, you know, and it's kind of like telling your kids, young people, you know, just because somebody, you know, says something that you don't like, doesn't mean that you're not, in this day and time in particular, you know, you call one of these young boys, you know, a B-H-I-C-T something now, they don't want to argue with you or fight. They want to shoot you, you know.
That's right.
So yeah, that what you were just saying, that's the pretty much the same way Obama put it, you know, when he was addressing about the senator. And quite naturally, though, I think he was probably referring to our President Donald Trump. But, yeah, you know, and I often say to young people myself these days, you know, be careful how you, you know, want to shoot or hurt or kill even someone you have a disagreement with, because you may have just killed your best friend. I've had some disputes with people and even some, you know, some fist blows are thrown. But then we end up being best friends. So so that's that. But these days and times, you know, a lot of our young people can't even take some words that's thrown at them, less known, or fists, even a brick that's thrown at them that may not even hit them. You know, the next thing they want to do is shoot and kill. So we have to be very careful and how we take out our anger, especially when it leads to the point where, you know, you have to take a life, and you know, you have no chance after that to reconcile with the brother or the sister or the person whom you've taken their life. So that was some very good reading. Thank you for sharing that, and I certainly like to lend my ear longer here to, you know, get some more of that good teaching from the Quran. Assalamu alaikum.
That was very beautiful, Brother Larry, and we certainly are very grateful and humble that Almighty Allah bless you to receive my love and my brotherhood with you for over 40 years, and you're still with me, trying our best to reach other souls, not races, but the human race and everybody we deal with, and try to treat them kind. And at this stage, like you said, of our life, we reach milestones. And when we were younger, we might would get tempered and anger. But as you grow older, and if you got faith in the Creator, He will bless you to mature to a point to realize that the victory over evil and over wrong is not ours, it's His. And so this is why it's so important for us not to become angry, you know, in situations. You know, because I know that you've known me for a while, and many times I have become angry over the years, and I'm off the show now. Am I still on?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Oh, okay, because I know I heard somebody say I'm off the host queue.
No, I had to step out from it.
Oh, okay. But anyway, I appreciate that you coming on, and those were some very, very beautiful and thought-provoking words, because I heard you mention one about, and the brother man from Atlanta did too, that, you know, we supposed to even cover each other's faults, let alone slander or backbite our brother sisters. Allah said cover our brother sister's fault. And Allah also say if we see our brother or sister in the wrong, don't condemn them. Don't judge them. Just simply call them back to the right. And as the man Abdul Kareem in Atlanta said, he said, even when you're talking to each other, and I'm saying this to you personally too, Brother Larry, I will always do that with you, and I pray that you'll always do that with me. Allah said He created us different and as nations and tribes, that we might get to love and know one another and not hate and despise one another. And He said the most honored of human beings in His sight is the one that is the most forgiving and the one that is best in his moral behavior. You know, control himself when he's angry, and you know, practice kindness even to those who despitefully hate him. Continue to be kind to them. And Allah also say in the Quran that those who don't believe in him, it's not supposed to judge them as believers. He said, forgive them. He said, because he's the only one to judge who is right and who is wrong. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, thank you much, Lamb. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabab, the reality of the Creator. And as you can see, as usual, we have enough of a beautiful discussion, and I want to remind you that, title today is Allah is the source of all knowledge and wisdom. And as far as man is concerned, we don't have any knowledge and wisdom. Allah is the source of all knowledge and wisdom. It's only what He provides for us, the gifts to us. And as we can see, Ali Imam from Georgia, He always comes from that source, so that you have no questions. You can't come back with him with a dispute, arguing a difference even, because he's always coming from the Quran and from the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. We thank him for that and bringing us beautiful wisdom, beautiful knowledge and information that we all need and should be using in our lives to better ourselves, to be more pleasing to Allah. So at this time, I'm going to ask him to give us some more of that good knowledge and wisdom that he has here from the Quran. I have a longer one up, I believe. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, yes. I realized I had you on the air. I thought I'd put someone else up. Okay. At this time, Brother, we'll have you to continue with the discussion.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam.
It has been said, anger is the key that opens the door to all kinds of vices. Anger is able to destroy lives and relationships. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, calls it a hot coal on the heart of a descendant of Adam. There is no foolproof way to completely eliminate anger because it is a natural human emotion. Islam, however, gives us many examples of how to control anger and how to channel it into acceptable actions. There are also distinct advantages to following the guidelines set out in Islam. It pleases Allah, and the person controlling their anger is rewarded. The Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, said, "If anyone suppresses anger, when he is in a position to give vent to it, Allah the Exalted will call him on the day of resurrection and ask him to choose from the rewards offered." He also said, "No one has swallowed back anything more excellent in the sight of Allah, who is great and glorious, than anger, seeking to please Allah." Once a man came to Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and said, "Messenger of Allah, teach me some words which I can live by. Do not make them too much for me in case I forget." The Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, said, "Do not be angry." In the traditions of the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, we are able to find many instances of how to behave when anger threatens to engulf us or burst out. He said, "If one of you becomes angry while standing, he should sit down. If the anger leaves him, well and good. Otherwise, he should lie down." The Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, also advised us that performing ablution was an acceptable method of anger management. He said, "Anger comes from Satan. Satan was created from fire, and fire is extinguished with water. So when any of you is angry, he should perform ablution." In addition, the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, suggested that when angry, a believer could try other methods to rid himself from the influence of Satan. He once advised a man who was angry and fighting to seek refuge in Allah from the influence of Satan. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said to his companions, "I know words that if he were to say them, his anger would go away if he said, 'I seek refuge with Allah from Satan.' What he feels would go away."
Yes.
Imam Ahmed recorded that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, also advised that if any of you becomes angry, let him keep silent. If a person is trying to be silent, it will obviously restrict his ability to fight or speak obscenities and harsh words.
That's right.
In another tradition, and these are very good anger management tools that you have to pay hundreds of dollars to go to a psychiatrist, and everybody's going to psychiatrists and getting pills and all kinds of good advice, but they're not telling people what Allah says. And Allah is the creator of us all, and He knows us inside and out better than we do.
Sure do.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been following us ever since we were first created in the womb. He follows us while we're growing and developing in the womb and throughout our lives. He has angels before us and behind us that are recording everything that we do. So He knows us, and He's telling us now, this is what you do to control your anger. And it's free. You don't have to pay a psychiatrist to analyze you and give you pills in order to solve this problem. Thus, we find that Islam offers a person several ways to control the very natural emotion of anger. To begin with, a person should change his position. For example, if one is standing, he should sit. If he is already sitting, he should lie down. An angry person could make ablution and offer two or more extra units of prayer. Or he could seek refuge in Allah from the angry effect Satan has over him. And finally, he could try to focus on the rewards Allah offers those who are patient, merciful, and inclined to forgive rather than hold a grudge. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaykum. Very, very, very beautiful. Very, very beautiful and very thought-provoking, not only for the other listening audience, for me as being the host. The creator of love, really blessing you, Brother Abdul Kareem Shabazz in Atlanta, to really bring more enlightenment and simple understanding, not only to Muslims, but to every human being around this globe who are listening at this radio program. So we are very grateful and humbled to have you on, Brother Abdul Kareem Shabazz. That was very beautiful. And anything I can add to it is to say that Prophet Muhammad, he was the best example we have as human beings of how to control yourself when you're angry. And these books are called Hadith. And Hadith means, translated in English, saying of the Prophet Muhammad, present, peace be upon him. So this is such a beautiful program, because what it's doing, it's showing you how to change the world. So to change the world don't mean you go out and try to change other people's anger. It means learning through faith and obedience to your creator how to control your anger as an individual. If I control my anger as an individual, if I come across anybody who wants to fight with me physically, mentally, spiritually, then I will be blessed with the ability to resist that temptation. But it has to start with the individual, you know, because we all have a personal relationship with our Creator, and we all have a personal jinn or spirit in us that rebels against the law, the moral law of our Creator, and it's called a jinn. And we've heard this in common terms, that our worst enemy is ourselves. And that is true. Because the Creator say, Allah said, if we learn to control our anger, He will guarantee us as human beings paradise. And he said, and then another way, he said it this way, because both ways are controlling your anger too. And he said, if you learn to control two things, he will guarantee you will go to heaven. He said, if we learn to control our tongue, if we don't have anything good to say, keep silent. And learn to control what's between your legs, your private part. If you're not married, stay away from fornication. And if you're married, stay away from adultery. And not only do he say, stay away from these acts, but he say, don't even desire sex if you're not married. And if you are already married, don't even desire sex outside of your marriage bond. And you cannot do these things if you're following your own self will. Because the Creator gave us the freedom of will to choose his will or our will. And our will, he says, leads us into all evil. And he said, his will leads us to all that is good. Shalom aleichem.
Aleichem aleichem. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, Reality of the Creator. And as you can see, we have another discussion here that is really beautiful. Really beautiful. And please, let's try to see how we can apply this information. Apply it to our life and share it with others as we leave each Sunday. Take it with us. Don't just leave it here in the studio on the phone. But take it with you. Think about it and try to apply it. This information is not seeing it from Allah, it's where it's coming from. As we say, Allah is the source of all knowledge and wisdom. And what we're bringing to you is directly from Allah to us through the Prophet. And so we want to, you should correct us if we are wrong. Feel free to correct any of us if we say anything that's displeasing to Allah that Allah did not say, his Prophet did not say. Of course, we'll be explaining and giving examples of the conditions that we're living in to let you know why these things are happening on this earth. It's because mainly we're just teaching you the anger. People are so angry and they're not controlling their anger. They're letting it out in evil ways. They're allowing the jinn to take over, Shaitan, in the world, to take over their emotions and not control their emotions. So therefore, this is why you see all of this. You're wondering why it's all going on. And we have to begin within because we have the same anger, the same emotion within us. And we might not express them as openly as some do or as violently, emotionally as some do, but they're there. So we need to pray for Allah to control our anger. And we strive hard to make sure that if we have disputes or disagreements with one another, someone, that we don't become angry. We control our emotions and know how to express ourselves, learn how to express ourselves in a pleasing way that pleases the law. So if there's anyone who would like to say anything at this time, I'm trying to see. Let me see if Brother Larry has another word at this time that he would like, something that he would like to say.
Yes, sister, I'll speak again. It's such a good topic, and it's very touching to me, and that's due to the fact of my job. You know, I call it a nut ward, because I work around people that's a lot of mentally have some mental problems, and of course some of them have some physical problems, and so we find these days that the doctor's always coming up with some name for a sickness or illness, For instance, back in the day, we used to people that were sometime would smile with you today, laugh and joke with you today, and tomorrow, you know, you may want to laugh and joke, and they got a whole different outlook, a whole different attitude. We may even say, well, they woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, or they're sometiming. But it's called nowadays, it's called bipolar. And, you know, we got a lot of people out here today that are struck with those kind of illnesses. And the thing about it is that, you know, sometimes we don't know that people have this, and maybe they don't even know they have it. You know, it's like some diseases are laid dominant in a person, and you don't know they this way until years down the road. You may have married them, or you may have befriended them, and I always say you never know a person until you work with them or live with them. Then you'll know the real person when you work with them or live with them. And so, yeah, we have to be very careful and mindful of these truths that Brother Imam was teaching and sharing, and adopt as much and as sincere as we possibly can the attributes of Allah. Because we can get thrown off track when we know that someone we love, someone we trust, and they do something to anger us. So yes, we you know, no better teaching than what I've just heard just the minutes ago in reference to trying to control these angers, because we are human beings. We do have feelings and thoughts, and this world can, you know, can shake us and break us if we are not, as they say, prayed up and on point. But you know, the best we can is, you know, is you know, try not to let it go too far, if it's going at all, to control ourselves and make amends, like Brother Imam Shaheed, when we have our disagreement, he definitely calls and you know, reconcile, and we do that, and we've been doing it for years, which is good. And so but you know, we got a lot of young folk out here now that they just not getting it. And sometimes I kind of think scientifically that a lot of these things too are in the food that we eat, the environment that we're in. You know, we people need peace and quietness a lot of times, rather than being around a bunch of chaos and a bunch of things going on. You know, you have to, you know, to hear Allah, you know, you have to get, you know, you have to get in a peaceful and quiet place sometimes, you know, to hear Allah. So sometimes we don't take advantage of these kind of things, you know, to kind of clear our minds. So, you know, that's just some things. And we just had a 17-year-old to be buried here in Durham, I believe it was last week, from being shot to death. And I was told at the funeral, you know, I asked my coworker how was the funeral, and said that, yeah, it was a lot of young people there because it was 17-year-old. And a lot of the young people, because I guess it was what you call that boy, a lot of the young people in church, some of them, rather, I don't say a lot of them, but anyway, she mentioned some of them was in there, and you know, they kind of sounding out because, you know, their boy had gotten killed, and they was angry about it, you know, and he's been buried by now, so it's been some days gone by, but they still angry about it. I kind of understand because I had a friend of mine get killed years ago, and I was angry about it for a while. But it ended up after a while that me and the guy that killed my friend, we ended up, you know, kind of getting back close together. We ended up, as years went by, talking again and carrying on, and knowingly that he had killed a friend of mine. But, you know, things happen, and it takes time to heal these wounds. But the teachings that I've heard today, if we can stay mindful of that, then we can almost strike anger before it alerts us. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Yes, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, and we are so thankful for this discussion today. That reminds me, Brother Larry, too, of this book is on the internet and Facebook and in the news about this young lady. I believe she's in Georgia, and she had been visiting, I think, on her way back to college. And she's a beautiful young lady, African-American young lady. And she was stopped at the service station to get some gas. And while she was there, a guy ran up, grabbed her, and kidnapped her. And they found her car somewhere where it had been wrecked up, but they also saw her blood stains in the car. And they haven't found her anywhere. And this is how I was wondering, what would make someone do something like that, you know? It has to be a lot of anger going on in our people today, and we really do need to be out in the streets, I think, teaching more and turning them back towards our Creator. And if we don't do that, this anger is going to continue, because that's the only answer of turning them back towards the law, towards the truth, and towards the way that they can understand what they're doing and why, and see the evil in it. And I don't want to go any further now because we have about 7 minutes left, and I'm going to allow Imam Shahid Shabazz to speak at this time. As-salamu alaykum. Imam Shabazz? Oh, he must have stepped off. I guess he can hear us. I don't know. I know before his phone, he was able to hear us at the time. I've forgotten exactly why he said he wasn't able to hear us. Imam Shahid Shabazz, are you there? As-salamu alaykum. I can hear him, but I don't think he can hear us. So, Imam Abdul Karim, put you at this time, I'll put you back on the air.
As-salamu alaykum. Allah defines righteous people. Allah defines righteous people as those who spend in Allah's cause in prosperity and in adversity, who repress anger, and who pardon the people. Verily, Allah loves the good doers. Prophet, this is in chapter Ali Imran, verse 134. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, himself demonstrated enormous restraint and patience when he was insulted, belittled, and beaten. As his beloved wife Aisha said, his character was a reflection of the Quran. At a very difficult time in his life, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, went to the city of Taif, hoping to find people who would listen to and support his message to humanity. Instead of support, he found men, women, and children who insulted and chased him out of town. With his sandals covered in blood and his heart full of sadness, he prayed to Allah for help. In response, the angel of the mountain was sent down, and he asked for the Prophet's permission to cause the mountain surrounding Taif to crumble, killing all of the city's inhabitants. Despite his pain and suffering, something he had every right to be angry about, the Prophet's presence upon him reply was, no, for I hope that Allah will bring forth from their progeny people who will worship Allah alone and none besides him. Anger management in Islam can be summed up as follows. Seek refuge in Allah from the tricks of Satan. Make ablution, because water extinguishes fire. Change position. If you are standing, sit. If you are sitting, lie down. A person lying down cannot engage in fisticuffs or destroy property. Remove yourself from the situation. This could be likened to our modern equivalent time out. Be silent. Words spoken in anger cannot be taken back. This was written 1,400 years ago, and it's just as relevant today as if it happened yesterday. We need to know what Allah says about everything, and we're finding out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, has been blessing me to be able to identify these themes and patterns in the Quran that apply directly to what is happening today. And so these solutions are not of problems that are new. Anger management, fornication and adultery, lying and deceit, these are all ancient problems that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has solved many years ago. But man is not understanding his guidance, man is not listening to his wisdom, and man is not implementing the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to make ourselves the best people we can be. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Imam Shahid Shabab, can you hear me? I'm not getting anything from him. I'm not getting a response. I think it might be his fault. I thought this time that he might have.
Yeah, I think he's having a phone problem.
Oh, yes. It's time for us to go off now. It's really time for us to make Salat and go off the air. And so I want him to close out so that he at least knows that we are not on the air anymore. I thought he'd be trying to say something to us, but that we're not getting anything from him either at all. But he's still
like
on the air. He's trying to... Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask the question. Brother Imam, the teaching that you are teaching today, do you put that on, like YouTube or anything, you pull up, sometimes you thumb it through your phone, I know I do sometimes, and, just read some of the things that's going on. Do you ever do that?
Well, what I've been doing, Brother Larry, is I've been making videos of this material, and I plan on continuing to do that. I haven't done a video on this one because I just finished putting it together a few days ago, but I plan on putting it on video. I'm holding workshops at Al-Farouq Masjid here in Atlanta on each of these topics that I've been speaking about on the radio. And I plan on videotaping each of those sessions that I'm having at Al-Farouq Masjid and putting those on YouTube.
So
really revealing all of this information that I've gotten from comparing the tafsirs of Quran from different sources.
Okay, brother. She's giving. Yeah, we hear you, sister.
Yeah.
And I'll be speaking.
We have about 9 seconds. They're getting ready to put us off the air now, and I wanted to make a lot before we ended the program today. Could you lead us in a lot so we can end the program? They're putting us off the air now.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب والضالين آمين. Make us
Amen. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. You've been listening to the Sunday broadcast. I'm going to ask that
one who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right.